Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
Well, it is good to be in the house of God with you. My name is Pastor Patrick Donahue, and as always, it is an honor to be here with you and sharing a word of encouragement tonight. And a lot of fun stuff, a lot of exciting stuff happening within the church. We've talked about it, but again, this Saturday, we're having a serve day. It's called I Love My City, and we're going to serve and love on our Owensboro, the greater Owensboro area, going to serve our city and love on our city. So I think there's still a chance to sign up for that, and you might not get a t-shirt, but it's not about a t-shirt, right? It's about serving, and so we're going to do that this Saturday, and so if you want to be a part of that and you haven't signed up already, man, come help us just show the love of Christ to our community as we serve our community. So that's this Saturday. Also on Sunday, we're continuing Instaham. They just talked about it on the video screen right there, week two of that, and so we're excited about week two of that, and Pastor Brian, a brand new message on Instaham. He is he and Pastor Jesse, they send their love. They're actually preaching and teaching at our Amarillo campus, Amarillo, Texas. So hello, Amarillo. Let's give Amarillo a hand clap. You should be watching. They're probably not watching this right now. They might watch later. They're in service right now, but they might watch it later. So we love Amarillo, and love really Pastor Brian's vision for multiplying. Now, his vision for River City Church as a whole is not just to be in one location, but to multiply, plant other campuses, other churches, in other communities. And so Amarillo is there. We're here, even Henderson, Kentucky. We're having an interest meeting, if that is something that would interest you. We're having an interest meeting next Thursday night at 6:30 at, I think it's Farmer and the Frenchman. Next Thursday night at 6:30. So if you're from the Henderson area, you know people in the Henderson area that might be interested in a campus or a location there, man, that's what we're having it for, is an interest meeting to kind of garner what kind of interest there might be in that community. And so we're excited about that. I'm excited that I'm here in this season of life of the church where we're multiplying, where we get to be a part of something really, it's bigger than us. It's bigger than ourselves. We're advancing and multiplying the kingdom of God. The Bible says, go into all the world declaring the good news of Jesus, right? And so that's not just in Owensboro. That's in other cities. Other people need to know what we know, right? And that Jesus is Lord. So let's help continue to push the ball forward and keep multiplying. And so even if you're not in the Henderson area and you're like, man, that doesn't pertain to me. I'm here in Owensboro and I'm rooted here. That's great. Continue to pray. Pray for other cities. Pray for Henderson. Pray for Amarillo. Pray for other locations so the kingdom of God can keep growing. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, and we're gonna pray tonight and just jump right into the message tonight. Join with me. Father God, we thank you so much just for that very thing, that we get to be a part of something that's greater than ourselves, it's bigger than ourselves, it's larger than ourselves. I thank you, Father God, that we get to put our hands to the plow and do a good work in Amarillo, in Owensboro, in Henderson, in future cities to come, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, your blessing, your hand of blessing would be upon every campus. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Brian and his vision to grow the kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, that we have like-minded vision here in this house and every house, Father God. I thank you, Father, just what you're doing at these locations and future locations to come. Be with us, lead us, guide us, and help us tonight. We pray as we grow closer to you. We thank you, Lord, for all these things in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, again, my name is Patrick Donahue. My wife, Tiffany Donahue, she is our worship pastor here on staff. She was just on here, and then she ran back to youth. They are in, I think, week three of their I Wait series, and next Wednesday night is going to be a pretty interesting night. The youth are actually going to be in here, and it's going to be the culmination of a month-long I Wait series that they've been doing, and so we're super excited and super proud of those kids back there and the leaders that are pouring into those kids. But Tiffany, she's speaking to the kids, youth, the middle school, high school, in there tonight. And so she's teaching in there, I'm teaching in here. And so afterward, we're going to compare, right? It's going to like, who did well. And so no matter what you think about tonight, when you see Tiffany, I just want you to fall out on the floor and just be like, oh, Patrick changed my life tonight. It's the best message I've ever heard. It's so good. You got to listen to it. And so help me out. I need to win that, right? Okay, so tonight I'm going to teach on a message. I just entitled it. I called it The Shadow of God. If you're taking notes, it's good to take notes. I like to take notes. It's easy to take notes, right? You got an iPhone. You just take notes. So I called it The Shadow of God. And so Pastor Brian, Pastor Jesse, they're really big on always teaching out of your heart. Don't just try to come up with something just to teach, right? Teach it from what's going on in your heart. So this happened to me last week. So we're downtown, and we take our little girl, Everton. She's two, but they've got these little, you know, beginner ballerina classes that we take her. But, you know, they're working with the kids. The kids aren't going to work well if the parents are in there the whole time, so they kick us out. So I take Patrick. We're on our way down to the Smothers Park, right down there on the river. We're just gonna go play on the Smothers Park stress test that is down there. And we're on our way down there. And the time of day, it's the sun's setting. It's hitting us pretty good. And so we're just walking, and we see this that first picture, guys. We see this first picture where we're walking along, the sun's hitting us, and we see these two, he sees our shadows. And it's funny because Pastor Brian, he's doing the series Instaham. Like, he's talking, like, to my kid because he is all about some pictures. Everything, it is, like, take a picture, take my picture. Now, let me see it. You know, he's always looking at it. And so he sees our shadows. He's like, look, Dad, look, it's our shadows. Let's take a picture. So I take a picture. And so he says, hey, wait. So we're still standing there. He's like, hey, wait. And so show him that next picture. So he walks over to me, and he's like, hey, look, we only have one shadow. No, we're together now. And that's just a silly something that he, you know, a four-year-old thinks is funny. It's like, yeah, there were two shadows, now there's one shadow. But instantly God spoke to me, and he said, you know, there's power, even the presence of God on me right now. I just feel that same feeling when God spoke to me. There's power when you enter into my shadow. There's power when you realize you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do life alone. You don't have to strive through life alone. But there's an easiness and a comfort and a power that comes from being in my shadow. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, the shadow of God. And so some teaser scriptures I'm going to lead us into what we're going to learn about tonight. But some teaser scriptures. First scripture I'll share with you is James 1:17. It says this, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And so first thing I see there, one, God is not a shifter, right? God's opinion of me does not change from one day to the next. He doesn't wake up grumpy one morning and the next morning, oh, he loves me and he wants to bless me. It doesn't ebb and flow with who's in political office. It doesn't ebb and flow. His opinion of me doesn't ebb and flow with what social media, what's current on there. He's steadfast. He does not change. It also shows me the first part of that, James 1:17, every good and perfect gift, it comes from my Father above. So I know, one, if I'm within his shadow, if I'll not try to be a part and do my own thing in life, but if I'll line myself up with the shadow of God and be engulfed in the covering of what God offers, I know that's the place that every good and perfect thing will start to come into my life. Every good and perfect thing I have in my life, it is through the church, my wife, my kids, my pastors, my best friends, my job, every good and perfect thing right there rooted, grounded in the church. And I know that within his shadow, it's a bedrock of a foundation. It doesn't shift. It doesn't sway. It doesn't move. It doesn't change. I know I can bank on it being a bedrock of a foundation. So that's the first scripture I'll tease with it. Second scripture I'll share with you is out of Psalm 17, verse 8. And it says, keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me in the shadow of your wings. And the apple of your eye is the key part of that. So, like, if you've got some glasses on, the apple of your eye just means you're the center of his attention. If if someone's the apple of your eye, it's the center of your attention. If you've got glasses on and you've got a speck or a spot right in the middle of it, doesn't matter where you look, it's always still going to be in the same spot, right in the middle. That's the way God sees us. That's the way God views me, views you, views all of us. You're the apple of his eye. Everything he does, you're the center of his attention. You're the one. As God is concerned, you could be the only one that Jesus went to the cross for, and that would be okay in God's mind because you're the apple of his eye. He left the 99 to save the one. Amen. So in him, we know that his focus never wavers from us. His attitude never changes about us. And that within him, within his shadow, that's where we find the good and perfect blessing of our God in heaven. And so I don't know about you. I want to be rooted, grounded, and living my life within the shadow of God. I don't want to be like that first photo when I'm out having my own shadow, casting my own shadow, doing my own thing. I want to be covered by the shadow of God. Amen? And so I believe if we'll do that, if we'll line ourselves up with God and allow his shadow to be cast over our lives, and it's him, not us, right? It's him first, not us. Then I believe these three things, more probably, but these three things for tonight, these three things will begin to come forth in your life. And the first thing I think that comes forth from lining up and being under the shadow of God in your life, the number one thing is rest and refinement. Rest and refinement. A scripture I'll share with that is out of Psalm 121, verse 5. It says this, "The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand." The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. So again, our little kids, got little kids, you got to talk about little kids, right? And so our little kids, we took them to the beach about 2 years ago. They were really super small, wanted to have a beach experience. We had a great time there. We're actually going, getting ready to take them back because there's nothing like the beach when you're a small kid and kind of interact with that. And we're actually going to go to the exact same spot that we went to, the exact same place, because we had such a good experience with it. And so we go down, the beach. And we're talking about shade and covering. We go down to the beach the first day, and it's my first time at the beach with kids. And now I've got two kids. Not even like, we never took Patrick like by himself. It's like two kids. So I've got all the dad stuff. Like we've got all the, the sunscreen. We've got like this tent. And so I'm on a windy beach by myself because Tiffany's tending to the kids. And I'm trying to put this tent together, and I promise you, if somebody had filmed me, it'd be like something you'd share on Facebook. I look like the moron of morons just trying to put this thing together, because you put one thing, and then the wind blows it, and then it inverts it, and then you're trying to do this, and I don't know how many guys, like a bunch of nice guys down in that beach, a bunch of guys coming over, "Hey, man, hey, brother, you need some help?" I'm like, "Yes, I cannot do this." And then they get tangled in it, and we ended up just tossing the thing. We were like, "Forget this." Because if we would have looked and just paid attention, 50 feet right to our left, there's this huge pier that goes out, right? And under that pier is some nice shade, right? And that's all we really want is just to get those, get small kids, when they need a break from the shade. And it's like, man, again, it's the shadow thing, right? I'm doing my own thing over here, not really paying attention, and I am struggling in life. I'm struggling on that beach. But usually, man, if we'll just look for God to help us, man, he's got a better way. He's got a better way than what we've got, right? And so God had provided that answer for us right there. But, the shade, it provides you relief. Gives you a chance to catch your breath, right? Those kids, they're frying in the sun. It's like, hey, let's get out of the sun. Let's take a breath. Sometimes in life, it's like, man, stuff's getting hot. Stuff's getting hairy, man. It's like, I need to just catch my breath. Maybe you've been working a lot. Maybe you got stress at home. Maybe you got stress from kids. Maybe you got different stress points, finances, health, all that stuff. Sometimes it's not. You just need a reset, a refresh, and a place to go and find rest. And God says, if you'll come in me in my shadow, I will watch over you. I will be a shade to you. I will help you. I will help give you rest and help you catch your breath. And, just like tonight, again, Pastor Brian always talking about, preaching out of what's in your heart and preaching out of the overflow in your heart. And that's why you've got to stay connected with the things of God, because That is your overflow. If you let your what's in you, the well inside of you that you're preaching from, that you're not just preaching but living from, like when you go to work and you're encouraging your coworkers, you're going with your family and you're encouraging your family, whatever it is, doesn't have to be preaching. But what's coming out of you, if that is just the bottom of the barrel, then that's not really going to produce much in people's lives. It's not going to produce much in your life. At the bottom of the barrel, that's where the soot, that's where the grime, that's where the dirt is. But you need to be preaching and living your life and again, not preaching, but being a witness, being an ambassador for Christ to those around you out of the overflow in your life, right? And that's what God wants for us anyway. He wants us to overflow. He doesn't want us to get by, to eat by, to squeak by in life, right? Our cup, it overflows. He wants you to overflow in life. And if you'll just get in the midst of his shadow, in the covering of his shadow, you can have rest. You can have an overflow. You can get re-energized and refreshed in his shadow, in the shadow of God. Now, the second verse, I'll talk about that. That's the first part, rest and then refinement. Here's a scripture talking about that. Isaiah 49:2, it says this. It says, he has made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me, and he made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. A couple of words that jump out to me right there. Sharpened sword and polished arrow. Sharpened sword and polished arrow. Man, he can take out the rough edges in our lives, right? He can take out the rough edges. Anybody have rough edges? I've got rough edges. Do you have rough edges before Christ? I still have rough edges, right? I still need to be refined. I still need to be renewed. I still need to be polished. I still need to be sharpened. And if we'll line ourselves up with the covering of God, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. We can sharpen one another. That's why it's good to be here in church. That's why it's good to be around other people that need sharpening. They need sharpening. You need sharpening. Man, we can sharpen one another. We find that wisdom. We find that knowledge when we're covered and by the shadow of God, because he wants us to be in the house of God, that around other people that need refinement. You can be refined, and you can help others be refined just by being here. And so when we're in the shadow of God, we can find rest. We can find refinement. We can find those things. Second thing I see that comes forth in your life by being covered in the shadow of God is protection. Protection. Again, in Isaiah, I'll read out of Isaiah 25, verse 4. And it says this, Isaiah 25:4. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, and a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Again, that shade, that relief, that rest that comes from being within God. There's a protection there. Another verse I'll share with you, it talks out of Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4, it says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. There's protection in the shadow of God. There's a covering in the shadow of God. He wants to protect you. He doesn't want you to be casting your own shadow and be vulnerable, right? It's the vulnerable sheep that leave the flock that are doing their own thing. Those are the vulnerable ones. He wants you to be under the protection of his shadow. And we're faith people, right? We're not believing for storms. We're not believing for attacks. We're not saying, man, I know I'm just gonna have to fight that battle tomorrow. We're not saying that, right? We're people of faith, but we use wisdom. We know we live in a fallen world, and because of that fallen world, things happen, and we have an enemy who's got an agenda as well. So we know that, hey, we're gonna have to fight some battles. And so when you fight your battle, God wants you to know you don't have to do it alone. You don't need to do it alone. You were not designed to do it alone. If you'll be under his covering, under his protection, he's got a better way for you to win, for you to win your battle and to be protected. And so battles are going to come in many different ways, right? Battles come financially. Battles come in your health. Battles come in your relationships. Battles come all sorts, all shapes and sizes. All sorts of battles will come your way in this life. But we've got a God who wants to give us protection and a covering to not survive. I was going to say survive. Look at me. Y'all pray for me. I need more faith, right? We're people that overflow, right? To survive in advance, right? And I'm thinking about this song is what got me off track. I'm thinking about this song that I grew up in a church. We used to sing this, Go Into the Enemy's Camp. Does anybody remember that song? Does anybody know that song? Somebody sing that song. I'm not going to sing that song. Go into the enemy's camp. You know what? I'm going to take back what he took from me. Go into the enemy's camp. I'm going to declare my liberty. Miss Janice knows it. I see you singing back there. So I used to love that song as a kid because it's real active, right? And it really kind of motivates you. And we had hand motions, but it's like, I'm going to the enemy's camp and I'm going to do that. I'm going to take what he took from me. I'm going to declare my liberty again. Later on that song, that same cadence, it just starts repeating. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. That's as high as I can go. Sometimes you're going to be in a fight. And when you're by yourself, you just feel like you're getting beat up. Right? You're just getting kicked while you're down. You can't get up, can't move, feel like you're stuck. It's a cycle, happens over and over. It's like, man, how am I ever going to get out of this? And God says, if you'll get under his shadow and you'll get under that covering, you don't have to just sit in this defense position and just take blow after blow with your shield up and take blow after blow and just get hammered by life. But you can have that shield up. You can be protected. You can be insulated. And you can advance. And you can move forward in life. And you can go to the enemy's camp. And you can take back things that he stole from you. You can take back joy that the devil tried to rob from you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Those that are in Christ have a reason to be happy. And joy, and if we're joy-filled, we're happy. You have a reason to have strength and operate from strength. So I just want to encourage you today, if the devil's trying to rob your joy, you can go to the enemy's camp where you can take that joy back. You can take your marriage back. You can take what the enemy's trying to take from you. Maybe what he's taken, we're in Kentucky. I was born in Georgia, lived in Alabama, now I'm in Kentucky. I've got no shot, right? No shot. You guys in Amarillo, y'all pray for us over here. But you can go and you can take that back. You don't have to lay it down. Maybe it was lost. Maybe you laid it down. Maybe the devil took it from you. The point is, you don't have to live in that position where you just have to live with less than, live a beat up, beat down life. You can get under the shadow of God. You can get under his protection. You can advance. You can take back what once was yours, what's meant to be yours. You can declare victory and praise his name all the way going. Amen? Is that good? Y'all give the Lord a hand clap. That's good. I'm telling you, you got to tell Tiffany it was lights out tonight, man. Okay, so that's the second thing I see that comes forth when we get under the shadow of God. We find rest and refinement. We find the protection of God. Third thing I think that leads us to, after we find rest and refinement, we get refined, we've got a new sense of direction, right? We get a new sense of direction, we find that protection in God, and that I think leads us to the last thing, the third thing I'll talk about tonight that we find under the shadow of God, and that's identity. Identity. Scripture I'll share with that, it talks about, this is talking about the transfiguration, and this is out of Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. Mark chapter 9. Verses 2 through 8, it reads like this. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, he was transfigured before them. Verse 3, his clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. Verse 4, and there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Verse 5, Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Side note right there, that's one of my favorite verses in verse 5 where Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. It's one of the things, this is a complete side note, but something I think is encouraging. It's anytime I'm in a church service, anytime I feel the move of the Spirit of God, anytime I'm around anything like that, that scripture pops up in my mind, and I say it out loud. Lord, it's a good thing for me to be here. Lord, it's a good thing for me to be in church. Lord, thank you. It's a good thing that I'm serving on Serve Day and serving my community. Lord, it's a good thing if I'm serving back in kids. It's a good thing to be around the things of God. And I just like to remind myself, I like to motivate myself, motivate my spirit, speak up to my spirit, man. And so motivate yourself in that. You know, Lord, remind yourself, confess yourself. Lord, it's a good thing for me to be here in your midst. And so anyway, verse 6. It's talking about why he actually said that, though it actually came up. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened, right? It's like he's whiter than white. It's nothing. Now they see Elijah. They see Moses. They don't really know what's happening, what's going on in the natural. And so verse 7, he said, then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud and said, this is my son whom I love. Listen to him. Love this part. Verse 8, it says, suddenly. Look at your neighbor and say, suddenly. Oh, come on. We got kids back there that can do it better than that. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, suddenly. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so suddenly. He says, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. So again, sometimes you can find yourself in that position where you feel like, hey, all right, I'm still under the covering of God. I'm advancing, but I still see that mountain. That mountain's still there, you know. What am I doing here? You know, is that mountain ever going to go? Is that issue ever going to go away? Is that group of people, man, are they ever going to go away? Is that thorn in my side ever going to go away? What about this issue that I keep seeing? But if you'll hang in there and you'll position yourself under the shadow of God, no matter how long you've looked at that mountain, no matter how long that issue has been there, no matter how many battles you've had to go through, in an instant, suddenly, you can look up, look around, and you won't see anything except what they saw. You'll see Jesus. You won't see your problem anymore. You'll see Jesus. You won't see that person anymore, those people anymore, that thorn in your side anymore. You'll see Jesus. You won't see, man, a bad doctor's report. You'll see Jesus. You won't see that financial statement that's got you stressed out. You'll see Jesus, and you'll see the promise of God. And hope will begin to rise up because your hope and your faith and your life is not built on these worldly things. If you learn to get covered by the shadow of God, you'll be insulated, you'll be protected, and you'll be in a place where you can go through life really unaffected. You'll go through, yeah, I mean, we're human, right? You're going to go through fights, you're going to go through battles, and you'll feel the natural sting that comes from just being human. But Even the sting, right? I'm thinking about that scripture. Oh, death, where is your sting? Man, this world does not have a hold of us. We have victory in Jesus, amen? And we have victory in the covering, and all of that comes from the covering of the shadow of God. And so my prayer for you is that you'll commit your life. It's like, hey, I'm not going to do my own thing. I don't want to cast my own shadow. I want to be under the Lord's shadow. I want him to engulf me, cover me, so I can find rest, so I can be refined, so I can have that direction. Now I can be protected. And now because of that, I now have an identity. I know who I am and whose I am. The world doesn't define me. Social media doesn't define me. Pop culture doesn't define me. The Word of God defines me. And I am the apple of his eye. You are the apple of his eye. You, I think about the one. You are the one that Jesus ran to, left everyone else. You're the one that Jesus was running towards. You're precious in his sight. You're beautiful in his sight. And if you can get that and know your identity, man, every lie from the pit of hell, man, it'll just flicker right off you. Just like that, the scripture talks about fiery darts will come your way, lies from the enemy will come away, and they'll just skim right off you. Because you know whose you are, you know who you are, you know your identity, and you know your identity because you're engulfed in the shadow of God Man, you can find rest, you can find refinement, you can find protection, you can find identity, you can find all of that. Not in the world, though, but under God's almighty shadow. Man, that's where God wants you to be. That's where I want to be. Amen? You guys want to be there? I want to be there. So as we close tonight, if you would stand to your feet, and I'm going to pray that we have those things in our lives. We get rest. We get refined. We thank you, Lord, for that covering, that protection. And we're going to thank the Lord for the identity that we have. It comes only from Him. Amen. Let's pray. So, Father God, we thank you for those very things. We thank you, Lord, that your way is a better way. I thank you, Father God, that in you we find rest. I thank you, Lord, a peace, a grace, a breath of fresh air. And I pray, Lord, that anybody in here tonight that needs any or all of these things, which really at some point is really all of us, right? Father, I thank you, Lord, that where rest needs to happen, Lord, I pray, Father, for rest. I pray for peace. I pray for a breath of fresh air, a fresh touch from heaven, a renewed vigor for the things of God. I thank you, Lord, for rest. I thank you, Lord, for refinement. I thank you, Lord, where we're still working out things in our life that are choppy, that are rough, that are not so refined. I thank you, Lord, they are being refined. I thank you, Lord, we are being sharpened. I thank you, Lord, we are being polished. I thank you, Lord, that happens in every area of our lives, in our mindset, in the way that we talk, in our countenance, and how we treat our friends, our family, our spouses, our kids. I thank you, Lord, our coworkers, people in the community, everything about us. I thank you, Lord, we are being refined and made more like you. I thank you, Father God, for the protection of God. I thank you, Lord, that faith would rise up in people in here tonight to know that they don't have to sit in a beat up, broken down position in life, but they can come under your covering. They can come under the shadow of your wing, Father God, and get protection from the storm, protection from attacks. And they can advance in life, and they can take back what the enemy has tried to take from them. And they can have a renewed faith, a renewed vigor about life and about their walk with you and about their family and about their health and about every aspect, Father God. I thank you, Lord, whatever the enemy has tried to take from them tonight, I thank you, Lord, they take it back. Because they can do that as they advance under your protection, Father God. And I thank you most of all for the identity that we have in you, Father God. It our identity, it comes from you. It's rooted in Christ and what he did for us on the cross. Thank you, Father, so much that we get to join and partner with you, Father God, the creator and of the heavens and the earth. It's an amazing thought you would want to partner with us and give us your identity. Even in the midst of our sin, even in the midst when we're running from you, you still want us to have your identity, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we have an identity in you, an identity that can be found in you, rooted in you, grounded in you, that can't be shaken, that can't be done away with, and that is not dictated by what the world would say or what our enemies would say about us, Father God. But I thank you, Lord, our identity is rooted and found at the cross in Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, our identity is something in your eyes, it's beautiful. I thank you, Lord, your creation is beautiful. And so, Father, we pray that we would have eyes to see things just like you see them. I pray, Father, we would see ourselves like you see us. I pray, Father, that we would see other people like you see them. And I thank you, Lord, we would see that same identity that you see in ourselves and other people. And as we do that, as we fall in the covering of the shadow of God, I thank you, Lord, that we'll help advance the kingdom of God and let other people know that don't know that truth, that they can come under your shadow and they can have all of those things for themselves. And I thank you, Lord, we will help advance the kingdom as we live out our lives like that. I thank you, Father God, for everybody under the sound of my voice tonight. Bless them, lead them, guide them, help them. And I thank you, Lord, may everything we do the rest of tonight, all this week, every day of our lives, let it be for your glory as we rest in your shadow. Father God, we thank you for all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Amen.